2026 Coaches Show's off and rolling, and here we're with head coach of the girls team for the Axel Eagles, Brad Brockstrommen. Again, this Eagles locker room chat's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, there's been a couple of games since last time we spoke. I covered one earlier this week here on Tuesday against Frankfurt, a victory of 55-11. We'll dive a little bit more into that maybe in a little bit, but again, these last four games here for you, you had the loss against Lynn, bounced back, three straight wins now. Valley Falls, Washington County, Frankfurt. Coach, tell me about these last couple of games here for you and then building this winning streak.
You know, we've been playing, we've really been working on transition offense and really starting to put pressure on the ball. You know, ever since that Lynn lost, you know, it was kind of a reality check that we needed to change the way we played, and the girls are responding well. They're enjoying it. It's a lot more work. You know, practices are a lot harder. But all in all, I think they're starting to get it, and we're going to keep working at it.
Yeah, looking at your team this season, most of your victories, you've scored over 60 points this season. So how does that offense continue to be productive and continue to find themselves in that great category?
Just keep pushing. You know, we've got to get transition buckets. You know, obviously we got to get the ball down low, but I think we were trying to do that a little too much. We were trying to push it down there, force it down there, and it kind of slowed everybody else up. So, you know, just changing the way we're going to approach games, I think is going to help us offensively.
And now diving into that Frankfurt game, I mean, one of the most, you know, notorious performances I've really ever seen here this season is Caitlin Detweiler, the 18 points, the 10 or 11 rebounds, but also the 8 steals, roughly therefore, just a shy of a triple-double, just an incredible game. She's just a sophomore, 5'5", but she's just a do-it-all player. She does whatever you ask her to do, and, you know, really, what did she really step up and accomplish last night and kind of going over, you know, what she can do to provide some of that more, those strengths throughout the season?
You know, Caitlin's, you know, I kind of said this from the start of the year. She's the leader of the team. You know, she's a sophomore. She's the most competitive girl I've ever coached. She wants to win. She'll do anything to win. She's a great kid. You know, she's the shortest girl on our team, and she averages right at 10 rebounds a game. And that's leading the rebounds on our team. She just does it all. I mean, she's not scared of anything. You know, she's a great kid and she's a great leader.
Upcoming here, Bishop, Seabury, and then, of course, also Lincoln on Saturday, and then Onega. That game will be next week as well. So, you know, talk to me about your upcoming games here on the schedule for you and your team.
You know, it's Twin Valley League. You know, it's going to be tough, you know, it's just really, it's not about the other team. It's focusing on us. You know, we've got to continue to go faster. We got to continue to, you know, do the things that we're doing. And, you know, and if we do all those, you know, we got to get ready for the Lins again and the Hanovers, you know, so we've got to take care of business here these next four games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. And again, good luck here in your upcoming schedule.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
That was head coach Brad Brockstrommen of the Lady Eagles of Axel. Again, upcoming here, Bishop, Seabury, Lincoln, and Onega, all here for the Axel Eagles.